We started 3 weeks ago talking about faith, all right? Faith and Bible faith. There's different kinds of faith, but we really want to talk about Bible faith. And we want to welcome everybody that's live streaming tonight. Grab your Bible, and we're going to dig into the Word. And we're really going to dig into several scriptures and just really feed on it tonight. So we encourage you to get your Bible and a cup of coffee or whatever you need to do. And join us tonight. It's going to be really good. So we're in a series talking about faith. What is it? How does it come? Who has it? How is it activated? How is it released? We're not going to cover all that tonight. We're also going to talk about what is great faith and how do you have great faith. And there's some things in here. When you talk about faith, a lot of times people that have been in faith camps, faith circles, think, well, I've already heard everything there is to hear about faith, and if you're not careful, you'll turn off your antenna and miss out on what the Lord wants you to see. But I can guarantee you tonight, you're going to hear some things that you probably have not heard before. Not that that matters. It's not wrong to hear things that you've heard before. That's needed. But I think there's some perspectives that you're going to hear about faith, New Testament faith, that will help you and even help you get unstuck. And I'm just going to jump way ahead and make a statement and not back it up. Old Testament faith and New Testament faith are two different things. Just like Old Testament sacrifices and New Testament sacrifices are different, New Testament faith is a totally different animal than Old Testament faith. All right? And we're going to unpack that, because if you're trying to pattern your faith according to how they believed in the Old Testament, you're really under condemnation, because you have turned your faith into a self thing instead of a thing that's focused on Jesus. You're trying to look at your faith and get him to look at your faith, and he's not going to look at your faith, all right? His eyes are on what he has done in Christ for you, praise God. So I don't want to say anything else about that. But the first question, number one, that I want to answer tonight, the first part of this lesson tonight is, why is faith even important? Why is it, according to the Bible, important? I mean, I could give you my opinion about it, tell you why I think faith is important, and you could probably give me your opinion about it, why you think faith is important. But what I have discovered is I'd rather the Bible tell me why it's important. I'd rather go to the Scriptures and have God tell me why faith is important, because when I try to tell you or give you my opinion about why I think faith is important, most of the time I'm going to start mixing mental faith into New Covenant faith. And, you know, there is a mental faith where you work yourself up into a frenzy of believing something with your mind, psychological faith, and it has nothing to do with the kind of faith that Jesus gave us in the New Testament. We want to do more than just con ourselves into a mental status of believing. Right. Amen. Self-induced faith. Yeah. The faith that comes in the New Covenant is not induced by you. It's induced by him. Right. Amen. Human faith, which I believe many believers confuse with the New Testament kind of faith, human faith is focused on what you do. And it's conscious of you and conscious of your believing. Right. But the New Covenant, everything in the New Covenant, everything you talk about in the New Testament has its eyes focused on Jesus. Right. Praise God. Good. New Covenant faith is a response, not an action. We respond to him. We don't try to use our faith to get him to respond to us. Faith is simply a response to him. In the Old Testament, faith was men doing things to get God to respond to them. In the New Testament, God has moved in such a way that our faith is a response to him. Right. Amen. So why is faith important? Number one, reason number one why Bible faith is important is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. 2 Corinthians 5, 7. I would encourage you to write these down. Look it up in your scripture. Look it up in your Bible. 2 Corinthians 5, 7. We're going to find some really powerful things out about faith. Praise God. And I want it to make a difference. Here's what it says in 2 Corinthians 5, 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. So reason number one that Bible faith is important, because you walk by it. Walking is necessary. You're not going to get anywhere without walking, and you're not going to get anywhere in the New Covenant without learning to walk by faith. Amen? Yeah. And notice what the opposite of faith is, and not by sight. Right. Notice that in this verse, the opposite of faith is not doubt. The opposite of faith is not fear. In this verse, God says the opposite of faith is sight. If you're not careful, what you see with your five senses, hear with your physical ears, feel with your hands, taste and smell will counteract Bible faith. You can't walk by your five senses and walk by faith. So number one, we walk by faith. Number two, we live faith. Go to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1 and verse 17. Let's just flip through these scriptures and let our eyes feed on them. Romans chapter 1, verse 16, referring to the gospel of Christ. For in it, in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written. And he quotes Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, the just shall live by faith, or the righteous ones shall live by faith. So the second reason that we should study the subject of New Testament faith is you live by it. Your life depends on it. You live by faith. You live by faith. You need to learn how to live by faith. The just, the righteous, live by faith. Now, this means two things. Number one, we come into spiritual life by believing in the gospel. But number two, once you're born again, your whole life is a faith life, a believing life. And if we'll learn, we live by faith, we walk by faith, we'll walk in a realm of victory, abundance, healing, prosperity that the world knows nothing about. But we can walk by faith and live by faith because we're righteous by faith. So number two, we live by faith. Number three, God says we overcome the world by faith. Man, this is powerful. That's found in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. 1 John, say out loud, I overcome by faith. Amen? Praise God. How many of you want to overcome some things? Sure. You know, God wants you to overcome and not be overcome. Right. He wants you to overcome. And he is telling you through the word tonight how to walk by faith, how to live by faith. And number three, he's going to tell you here how you can overcome the world by faith. Do you know there are some things in the world that need to be overcome? Let me name a few. Depression. Fear. Sickness. Poverty, anger, intimidation, amen, condemnation. Anything that Satan has drummed up in the world system, God says the way that you overcome it is right here. And whatever is born of God overcomes the world system. Amen. Who's the God of the world system? Satan. He is the God of the world system, but anybody that's born again overcomes the world. Now somebody says, I'm sure not overcoming the world. Well, then God's a liar. And if God's a liar, why are you sitting here in the church of a liar? You have to make your mind up either what you believe is true or what God says is true, and you want what you believe and what God says to align itself. If what you think and believe about yourself is different than what God says, I would recommend that you change because God is not going to change. And God says right here, if you're born again, if you're born of God, man, that's worth shouting about, that you overcome the world. Praise God. Anything in the world, cancer, bankruptcy, fear, failure, you name it, depression, if you're born again, God says you are an overcomer. Right. Say that out loud. I'm born of God. And God says, I'm an overcomer. Now, thank God that you're an overcomer. See, if you just quote this, if you would just start believing this, when I say you, I mean us. If we would just believe this, and agree with God. I'm born of, you know, you can whip the devil from here to Texas with that verse. You can whip him from here to hell with that verse. Satan, I know it looks like you've got me in a corner, but my heavenly Father says in 1 John 5:4 that if I'm born of God, I am an overcomer of your little playhouse. So I am an overcomer in Jesus' name. That confession held fast to will cause you to be what God says you already are.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. And this is the victory. Interesting little piece of trivia. The word victory is Nike. Nike. This is the Nike. This is the victory. God is the original swoosh. Not Michael Jordan. This is the victory that has, oh man, overcome the world. What? Our faith. Our faith. Not your obedience to the law. Not your perfect measurement up to the Ten Commandments. Not if you get all your act together, somehow God will come and bless you. No, no. The victory, notice it says, please listen, please look at this. Man, this is just, my spirit's just flipping all over the place. This is the victory. We don't get victory after victory after victory. We live in a single fold, the victory that covers everything. We don't go from victory to victory. We live in the one victory purchased by Jesus. This is the victory. Glory to God. Not the victory that will overcome the next battle. This is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith has overcome. Say it out loud. Has overcome. So you're not going to overcome whatever it is you're wrestling with. God says, because of your faith in Jesus, the victory you have has already overcome the world. See, we're not trying to get victory. We're living from victory. We live in the state of victory. We live in the realm of victory. We live in a victory that makes the world a has-been. We have overcome the world. Man, if we'll dare believe this verse right here, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So number three, number one, we walk by faith. Number two, we live by faith. Number three, we overcome. We have overcome by faith. Isn't that good?